All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Anderson. It is your first June episode, and there's a lot to go over. Some stuff I didn't even, I didn't look up, and I don't quite understand. So we're going to kind of figure it out together. Fauci's in the hot seat right now. The price of chicken is insane. There's that big voting rights thing going on. Somehow, women's rights is popping back up like it should even be a discussion. The government report finds there's no evidence of UFOs being alien spacecraft. But they're also saying it's not secret U.S. tech. So it seems like the biggest bullshit cover-up in the history of American history. And we still haven't acknowledged slavery. So think about that. Those children that were found in that Canadian school. I was actually talking to someone from Canada about it. She was filling me in. There's 200 dead children in like a mass grave because the Canadians used to try to like beat and train the native out of them. So there's that. Microsoft's unveiling a new Windows June 24th. Let's see. We don't care about the Kardashians breaking down. That is one thing we've got to discuss. It's like, how did these people, like now she's contributing to society in a way where I feel like she's carrying her weight. And I have nothing against Kim. I love Kim Kardashian. I think she's funny. I think she promotes positive body and like positive like mental health issues because she has gone through it with Kanye publicly. But like, I don't know. I feel like Americans complain about a lot of shit that's happening, but they're also the ones who feel it. Because without your eyes and your ears, then they wouldn't have nothing to do. Let's see. SpaceX continuously launching satellites and cargo up to the International Space Station. I guess there's some new constellation changes they want to make that's causing them to have some legal issues. Which, like, how are you balling enough or, like, important enough to where the U.S. government and the whole world agrees that you should be able to put things into space, into orbit? I mean, I think that's pretty legit. Okay, so let's get into some of these topics more nuance. Let's go to the U.S. Biden opposes presidential commission to investigate January 6th riot. Let's click on that. That looks juicy. They're still arguing over infrastructure plan. You know what's crazy? Republicans came back with the best infrastructure plan in the world. It's all about infrastructure. Roads, trains, ferries, bridges, buses, internet, like all the stuff that's for infrastructure. The Republicans are all about it. $20 billion to update the internet for rural areas and non-high speed areas. Like, so kids can do their work from home. People can work from home in rural areas. It's just insane to me that, you know, we're in this time where things are so easily under. Isn't like people don't think that way. So it's odd to me, like, a problem with people thinking whatever they want to think as far as gender or sex or whatever. Like, that doesn't matter to me. It's just the fact that a lot of people believe in one thing but haven't taken the time to digress and think about the things that affect everyone daily. You know, I mean, we got kids trying to learn here. This is a new article. So Fox News says their headline is unclassified UFO findings to reveal U.S. intel community cannot explain the aerial objects. And the other one said that there was a denial. So we're going to read the Fox News one. I opened that link up. The other ones I didn't even open. I probably should. Some of the important ones from the first page. honestly, I just feel like I'm a non-biased news anchor because I don't give a fuck about politics, honestly. I stand on the side more of like the CIA and the NSA does. I have America's best interest at heart, not whoever's in the White House. Like, it doesn't matter to me, Republican or Democrat, because they're two wings of the same bird. It matters about the children that grow up and give an opportunity to advance them past other countries so that we don't get taken over. Because while it doesn't seem like it, it's a high possibility that Russia or China will outthink us or outsmart us like they're doing right now. Wow, the Make-A-Wish CEO admits stealing funds from dying children. If this was Reddit, that would go in Noah Get the Boat. Shout out to that that Reddit page. Let's see. I got to find a Fauci article because I truly don't understand what he said in the email. I haven't read it because I wanted to save it for this podcast. So let's type in Fauci. He has a cool name. All right, so let's read the NPR article because that's clearly going to be pretty damning. Five things we learned from Anthony Fauci's emails. People are so dumb. Whoever wrote this article is shit. Americans wrote to Fauci with very specific questions about what to do. Fauci offered advice. Good for him. I appreciate him doing that since he gets paid a shitload of money to advise on medical things. He pushed back on the suggestion that the Trump White House was muzzling him. Most likely true. Fauci gets a ton of email and he replies to a surprising amount of it. Good for him. He was uncomfortable with the sudden celebrity. I would be too. He found some upsides to fame. There's a whole PDF of the emails. I'm not reading through 3,234 pages of it. I think this went very light. I think I think what the pushback is there was evidence of it coming from a lab that I actually found as well, from like people reporting on the ground. They post on Twitter and like their own personal blogs, like nothing mainstream. It's like grassroots reporting. And I was following a lot of people in the Middle East, Russia, China, just all over the world, pretty much, of people who get out there. They're recording with their cell phones, like live footage of this stuff, and talking to people and like uploading things on VPNs because their governments won't let them. So there's talk about CRISPR babies, which China is killing right now. I mean, they're really going through gene editing. Something about the FDA. I mean, I guess you guys can read it because I'm not finding. I'm not gonna read some biased ass article by some lousy fucking reporter. I'll read some of the emails myself, and then maybe we can talk about it again. But the stink of it is there is alarming evidence that the virus came out of a Wuhan lab that they were talking about George Soros funding, which is all true. Because they funded the research in like the Obama administration. The U.S. did send funds to that specific lab for research on the SARS virus. So it makes sense that a virus in China would research SARS because it's such a big problem there. So it's not necessarily like they were making a weapon or they were making like a biological attack against the world. It's the fact that they had a disease, they were trying to get under control, and they had lax regulations in the lab. And it got on someone and it leaked. Simple as that. Like, it doesn't have to be malicious or an attack to break down the government or break down the economy. Like, it's all bullshit. No one wanted to go through that. But Murphy's Law, I mean, you play with fire, you get bit. That's why we don't have Jurassic Park for this fucking reason right here. Raptors would be going around tearing up everybody's ass. Thick girls first. So Biden opposes the presidential commission to investigate January 6th. He's decided against appointing his own commission to investigate it, which I think is a smart move because like the Never Trumpers are pushing it so hard. And then Trump's people would push back. He wouldn't be able to get anything done. I mean, this is still his first year in office. He needs the Senate. He needs the House to be able to be agreeable on something. And I feel like if they keep going after Donald Trump after he's already lost his voice on Twitter and he's not president anymore, it would do nothing for anyone. It's the House Democrats, of course. Fucking Nancy Pelosi will not let shit go. She has such an axe to grind. Like, to me, if you look at the picture of this woman, she looks like Skeletor put on the skin of a middle-aged suburban housewife, and you use super glue from the dollar store and certain points to attach it to her skin. And she is just... she's a nasty woman. I don't appreciate her because she represents everything a woman in politics shouldn't be. And I'll say the same about Trump. He represents everything a billionaire shouldn't be. And the biggest problem is she's been in office for so long that she has such control of California. A lot of power is funneled through California, as you know, through Hollywood, through music, entertainment, all that stuff funnels through Hollywood. She has a piece of it. I mean, you can't, she's a millionaire. How do you make a, like, her husband has money, but it's hard to make that much money doing the right thing in politics. Because if you're actually doing your job, you're actually pushing away business from you. You're pissing off the corporations. You're pissing off developers. You're pissing off people trying to mine in certain places, or you're pissing off people in the military industrial complex and the prison industrial complex because you're pushing back laws that are unconstitutional. Yet she has plenty of support and plenty of money funneling in through all those places. So there's that. Unclassified UFO findings to reveal U.S. intel community cannot explain aerial objects report. A highly anticipated report detailing the U.S. community knowledge of UFOs reveals that officials just cannot explain the movement of this mysterious object. It's pretty fucking easy. It's called gravitational anomaly from a small generated aircraft. I mean, there's no they're slicing through. It's like they're in a vacuum. There's like a vacuum around it, because that's how, when you're looking at that, that's how something in space would move. If you look at anything floating in the space station, and when they have a force tap it, it's like equal and opposite. An equal and opposite reaction is happening in space. And that's exactly how these move. Like, if there is a magnetic field controlling that object, with, like, say, a bubble or some kind of disruptor field around it, and there's enough energy generated by it, it would make sense that if they're tuned into the core of the Earth, the magnetic field around the Earth, right? So there's a magnetic field around the Earth that keeps everything sucked into the surface. And this is used, you can almost think about aerodynamics of a race car. When you're pushing air through vents and channels, the air is flowing through the car in such a way and exiting it that it's sucking the car lower to the ground the faster it goes. We're at a constant speed spinning, so we have a magnetic field and constant axis around the Earth. That magnetic field is causing turbulence, wind, and all that stuff inside the atmosphere, which sucks us to the ground. This looks like that, but inside the atmosphere, moving whichever way it wants, without stopping or starting being an issue as far as velocity, which, I mean, because anything that's organic, if it's not a robot in there or a robot just controlled by itself, would be torn to shreds. From just the inertia. That's why, like, or it would black out. If it had to pump blood to stay awake like we do and have consciousness, it would definitely pass out from the G-force. So there's that. The official said that was about the only conclusive finding, that they don't know what it is. This is such bullshit. One official told the newspaper there was a worry among the intelligence and military community that the phenomenon could be experimental technology from China, Russia, or another foreign power. Bull fucking shit, because if that was the case, your boy's moving to whoever made that. Shout out to whoever made the UFO. If it's a country on this planet, I will leave my U.S. citizenship and I'll go to that country and live there and work on that project, because there's no fucking way that we spend $894 billion a year on weapons and we can't explain a fucking spacecraft in atmospheric airspace. Enough of that. Make-A-Wish CEO admits stealing funds from dying children. She looks like she smoked crack rocks out of Steve-O's asshole. Oh my God. One-time CEO. Oh, so she isn't there anymore. She $40,000 in purchases. $40,000 in purchases on a corporate credit card. Wow. What do people, do you think no one has a fucking P&L report? Like, no one's going to notice, like, $40,000 without the proper receipts and stuff being funded? Like, I just don't understand people's stupidity in committing crime. I really don't. You would think that if you're going to commit crime, you're going to be halfway decent at committing crime. It's insane. It's crazy that Fauci's book got pulled from a lot of stores. I'm going back to that a little bit. That motherfucker getting rocked right now, getting canceled. Who else just got canceled? Damn, I can't remember. That's okay. I don't even want to talk about Israel, Palestine right now. That shit's never going to get solved. Because they don't want it to be solved. One side wants to be right and the other side wants to be right. They don't want to compromise. They don't want to mess with anything like that. They don't want to come to an understanding. They want to come to a victory. And that's war. That is war for you. Mnuchin is pissing me off, though. He is like one of those. He's that guy that's like going against the grain just to be cool. He's like the guy who hits on girls by being their friend and telling them, like hanging out with guys to get the scoop of what's going on with the guys and then running back to the girls to tell all the girls what's going on in like the boys' neck of the woods. That's the Steve Mnuchin like strategy in the Democratic Party. He's like a closet Republican. Or it's like, you know, like people like a gay closet gay person, like, you know, they're gay and you won't care if they come out and tell you, like, you're just waiting on them to do it because it's like their right to tell you. So you don't bring it up, but they act like they're not, like, they overcompensate for it. Super crazy. Let's see. Nice. Biden prohibited the U.S. investment in 59 Chinese companies allegedly tied to the military and surveillance. Smart move. They have been using our money against us since the 90s. And you can thank Mr. Bill Clinton for that. Why do you think we were so prosperous after his presidential run? And they had all that excess money to give away to the country. No one remembers that stimulus. Because we were all 6 years old or so. At least people my age. Holy shit. A man who killed his wife on an Alaskan cruise after she demanded a divorce was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Federal prosecution. What the fuck is up with people? Let her go. She's not worth it. Let him go. He is not worth the charge, lady. She's not worth getting raped in the butt in prison, boy. What is wrong with you? What is this? What, I mean, a clean break can be a clean break. She wants a divorce. Get a divorce. Go on Tinder. What? I'm recording a podcast. I told you I was recording a podcast. That's nice. Here, take them. You already interrupted it. I tried to give them to you earlier. Can you pause it? No, it doesn't matter. I'm not cutting it out either. Just take the box, please. Jesus Christ. Mess up my train of thought for a box of Cheez-Its. Don't eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood, FDA warns. What is the New York Times doing? Who needed to hear that information? Who has like a handful of cicadas? Goes on their Google News. Sees don't eat them if you're allergic to seafood and their life is saved. Please, if you hear this podcast, please message me. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anything. Tell me your story about how your life was saved by this report to not eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood. A 14-year-old girl was shot in Chicago in the head after being asked about gang affiliation. I'm no supporter of white supremacist groups and militias that aren't strictly about the American people and the American way that benefits everyone. But at this point, I would be willing to hire the militias and white supremacist group to go annihilate every gang member in Chicago. And or a tactical team. I'm all fine. I actually made and designed a plan to infiltrate Chicago and wipe out. Oh, there's gang maps that are out there where you can see each neighborhood and where people hang out and stuff like that, publicly available. It's time America does something about Chicago. I mean, it's just unnecessary violence. It puts a bad taste in everyone's mouth. Like, there's over 200 people shot on average a weekend in Chicago. More people died in Chicago than the Iraq War. So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's a democratically run state. Lightfoot thinks everything is fine. And they're doing a good job. Like, is there no one with power to call a ceasefire? Does no one have enough pull in Chicago to call a ceasefire? Where is the military action in this? I mean, the military isn't supposed to be used on American soil for stuff like this, but isn't that a state of emergency? If 200 people died in one city consistently for years and upon years, that's a fire that could ruin property and cause damage is a state of emergency. But an average of, say, 2,400 deaths by gun violence isn't a year. Like, the logic of the United States government as a whole is that of a teenage girl whose boyfriend just kissed her best friend in the locker room when everyone thought no one was looking. It's nonsensical. It's useless. Like, these people are in office making decisions based on their own opinion and the people who paid for them to get in office. Do you think the constituents, the voters in Chicago and surrounding areas, aren't trying to get something done at a serious level? The police are afraid in Chicago to patrol areas and will not go in there. So I don't see anything changing anytime soon. And it's just a fucking crying shame. I mean, fight fire with fire. They want to be killers. They want to be gangsters. Okay, send in the SEALs. Send in the SEALs. Send in MARSOC. Send in the Rangers. Do something. Scare the shit out of... I mean, they could literally... Send in the CIA. What the fuck? We have... People, I mean, it's supposed to be illegal to operate on American soil. Everyone knows the CIA operates on American soil because there are foreign terrorists on American soil. And the FBI isn't competent enough to do anything about it. Let's be honest. Without the NSA, both industries would be blind. And I say industries because, to me, the CIA is the people who get shit done. And the FBI is the people who take credit for shit that they actually probably didn't even do. You know, that's why there's star. When someone dies in the CIA, there's a star banged into a wall without a name, without a trophy, without recognition. It's because they operate on a level that has a premise that anyone in their right mind would respect. They don't need to be in the news. They don't need to be thanked. The CIA doesn't need to be in Senate meetings. They don't need to be expressing how they feel about any political candidate or not. They just get shit done. Have you ever heard about a story since the 60s, 70s, and maybe early 80s about something happening with the CIA? Because they cover their own shit. They clean their own messes. The FBI has been in the news since the fucking Obama administration. Before then, when COINTELPRO, Google COINTELPRO. Have fun with the fucking FBI. I personally have a gripe against the FBI. They're just not a good organization as a whole. There's a lot of good people in the FBI And I hope one day they hear this and the good people are like, fuck, this guy gets it. They want to do their job and fucking bureaucracy stops that from happening. China is building a sun-style nuclear reactor that's probably going to either release an EMP and kill us all or blow up and destroy China. But then Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are going to build a new kind of nuclear reactor in Wyoming. Shout out to Kanye. They're going to power his farm. I mean, that's all I have for news. I can't even stomach this shit. It is insane to me what we're allowing, what we allow. Like, I've always wondered, like, what is the point? There's two points that Americans will stand up and fight the government. Legalizing pedophilia and banning firearms. I believe those are the only two instances where American citizens would pick up guns and start killing senators, House members, and fighting the police in the streets and stuff like that. Because I think we can all agree pedophilia is disgusting. It's not a sexual orientation. It's not a disease. It is a evil, sadistic exploitation of power over someone who can't defend themselves or speak for themselves. Same with rape. Rape culture is fucking disgusting. I wish every college member and campus that supports rape culture and lets guys get off, and women alike, lets them get off with a slap on the wrist. I wish there was a death penalty for rape. I wish there was a death penalty for molestation. There should be a death penalty for any sexually explicit crime. It's not okay to force yourself sexually on someone to the point where there's a clear boundary and you're breaking it. You know, not this, oh, I was drunk and we had sex and like you have like remorse or shopper's guilt or whatever they call that shit. I can't even think about it right now, but because I've seen plenty of that happen to men. Like, and I've tried to avoid the situation the best I can. If there's a story out there, I'm telling you it's not true. And I would love to talk about it if you hear anything. Anyway, the situation at hand is the people who write the laws are in bed with the people who make money from people being in prison. Let me say that again. The people who write the laws to arrest people are in bed with the people who make money from people being incarcerated, who pay the people to arrest people. It is a vicious circle. Look up the 13th Amendment when you get a chance. There's a Netflix documentary. It's free on YouTube to watch. I suggest you do that as well. It is repulsive what Americans do. I need to find a title for this podcast as well. Let me see if there's anything good in technology, because that's my happy place. The fucking GPUs and CPUs and all the chips and stuff are still outrageously priced. My computer needs a graphics card for Fusion 360 and on my 3D design, and I'm not buying one. I refuse. I will be frustrated with slow, laggy transitions and operation before I spend that much money on something that doesn't cost that much money. I will be that guy. iPhone 13 had a bunch of leaked CAD files. Paramount Plus is launching a $4.99 plan. It will include ads. See, because there's a movie called Infinite coming out. I'm very excited to see. And I'm literally going to sign up or do a free trial just so I can watch that movie and then see what else is on there. Because having Hulu, Prime, and Disney Plus is insane that we have to go to all these separate places to watch the shows that normally used to be on one service. So we kind of fucked ourselves. We're like, fuck cable. We're going to go to Netflix. We're going to do all this shit. Oh, man. Fuck cable. We're going to take over. And then the streaming services fucked us. Terrible. No. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. No. Oh my God, Billie fucking Eilish, though. Have you guys seen that music video? Oh, I gotta play a clip. She's something else. Like, honestly, I don't get starstruck. I don't get crushes for celebrities. I don't have those things. Like, that's not normal for me. Like, yeah, like Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie, like everyone's like normal. But Billie Eilish though? Yeah. She is a savage, bro. You have to see the video. If you haven't seen this video. Like I'm losing track of time. Like I don't really care right now. But maybe that's fine. Like you weren't even there that day. I was waiting on you. She has a voice that's irreplaceable. She's going down to history. I promise you right now. Mark my words. To me, she's the number one female artist of all time. I like her voice better than Whitney Houston. I like her voice better than Missy. I like her voice better than Eve. It's a different. It's a female Frank Sinatra. It's just a vibe, like. This shit is wild, yo. I know you think it's such an outlaw, but you got no job. You ain't nothing but a she's wild. This video, I mean, I don't know. You guys do what you want. But this is one of my favorite videos of all time. And one of my favorite songs. Because she's calling out. She's calling out somebody. Yeah, enough of that. See, don't let me get crazy famous or something like that, because I'm knocking down all the baddies. Like, not even to the point to where if I had access, it's just about access. Because if you have the right mind state, you can fuck around with anybody. And not just because you're rich or whatever, it's because you just have a vibe that people fuck with. But boy, I'm glad I'm a nobody on a mountain. Because I'd be in trouble. I'd be in trouble. You guys got to see that video. And that I'm excited for the album. Even the other, what was the other song she just did? Her album art's fucking fire. Oh, he did a high Billie Eilish song. Have you guys heard of Token? Hold on, let me open that up. That's my guy. I don't even want to listen to it on the podcast because... I want to enjoy it, like, for real, for real. What song did she just do? God damn it. No, Your Power. Your Power is fire. Happier Than Ever. She's, like, crying on the thing. Like, she speaks to me. She speaks to me. It's all good. Okay, so let's get to some personal news. Fuck, I don't even know how to break this out. So Prophecy Dynamics is thriving right now. I actually designed the world's first 3D printable 1911 pistol frame and the world's first printable 2011 frame. It's official. Everyone in the 3D printing community right now has rallied around me. Are We Cool Yet? Control Pew, Print2A. Like a lot of the big guys. I'm still waiting to hear back from Print Shoot Repeat. I want to get him in on the beta. I also want to get to the Honest Outlaw eventually, because he hasn't done any like personal 3D printed guns. It's not really his speed. He usually does large manufacturers and stuff like that, and he tests a sham. But I'm gonna set something up. That's my goal, is to set something up with Honest Outlaw. I really want his opinion on 3D printed guns. I think it would open up the gun space to a whole different level. I'm done for defense for a while. My next phase of the defense company is not kicking off till 2025. I'm gonna build the brand. I'm gonna perfect all the parts, work with suppliers to make sure everyone can get products at a fast pace so that we're not sold out or out of stock continuously like almost everything else is with Glocks and the other popular frames like the FNS 40. But I'm excited. It's almost hard to believe. It's been my goal since 2018. Like when I founded the company on my son's birthday in 2018, like shit was going sideways, but I powered through it. And even with everything happening the way it did and my life falling apart and the betrayal and the loss and the confusion and trying to put steps together when everyone's working against you and then coming out on top like I did, it's crazy. I actually got a machinist working on some stuff right now. I sent him the files. He's working on the files, trying to get everything prepped to go into production. We should have some, what's today? By July, I should have some rails by July, custom for both the 1911 and 2011. There'll be six sets of each. So I'll have six sets for 1911s and then six sets for 2011s. And those are going to probably go for R&D. I'm going to keep three in-house of each to kind of make like a founder's pack. There's going to be one I keep in-house, one I'm probably going to give to one of my buddies for being there for me and helping me being a soundboard for the company. And then I'll probably sell one like NFT style, like the three of three. So it'll be, you know, the first three will have commemorative style serial number, and then the other three will be R&D prototype only, so that way there's no legality issues or anything like that. They'll be stamped, you know, Privacy Dynamics prototype, not for official use, all that good shit. And it's just crazy because now, like, it's just working on the licensing for the manufacturer license, thinking about, you know, a new workspace, thinking about product delivery, collaborations with other companies to make the rails. And it's been a long road, and I'm just finally at a point to where I feel this level of completion that I didn't know was possible for setting goals and then accomplishing them. So my next thing is going to be getting back into cars. I'm going to be working on building a lot of 3D printed parts for specific cars. I'm going back to BMW. It's official. It's official. I'm going to BMW. I'm strictly only BMW. I'm not going to do any Nissans, no Chevys, no LS motors, no nothing. I'm going to capitalize on BMW's engineering and build on it. I'm going to take a specific chassis and specific motor and maximize that to its full potential where it could have been from the factory. There's so much coming down the pike. It's just crazy. Like it happened. It didn't happen fast, but it did. Like the work and the effort was a long road, but when the ball started rolling and people started taking notice of my work, it happened almost instantly. It feels like, it's just at this point, like it's blowing up now, like as we speak, like people are talking about it and sharing it and talking to their friends about it. Once the product gets online and people are shooting it and printing it and downloading the files, it's going to be epic. You know, the 1911 pistol is one of the best pistols on the planet. Like there's been countless successes established by the 1911. The trigger pull, recoil, stopping power, just the World War I, World War II, the carrying by sheriffs and police officers for the longest time. I mean, it's just one. It's an American pastime. It's a legendary gun. It's not repeatable. There's nothing that will ever amount to a 1911, just a sheer Americana. And I feel like my love for the gun, because I've talked to people before I decided to run with 1911s and ARs as my main focus for Prophecy Defense, besides armor, which is coming in 2025. And be ready for that, because we're going Iron Man. I got 4 years to let battery technology improve and capacity improve, and we're about to go nuts. I promise you. I promise you, in 2025, I'm going to unveil some shit that's only been seen in movies, because the design's done. I'm just waiting on technology. Everything is done. Literally everything is done. the makeup, the shape, the calculations for everything. It's just waiting on technology to catch up. There, just right now, there isn't a power source powerful enough to power what I'm putting on there long enough to be usable in combat. That's it. So, that's my spill. What else is going on? Cars. Yep, printer. I ordered my parts for my 3D printer today. She's going back together. She's going to start printing some new materials. That's going to be fun. I'm going to start branching out. Like, I want to do more fun stuff. Not so serious, not work stuff. Start doing some figurines. Maybe taking some, like, custom commissions from people, like if they want something specific, or you know, just trying to branch out. I'm going to be spending a lot more time in the 3D printing community, trying to get to know people and reaching out to everyone. You know, just trying to be a part. I'm hoping I got some. There's another thing. So I'm putting together a crew, a group of guys who are going to help me print orders. So when there's an order coming in, they're already. You know, I got my five guys already established. We have a game plan. The printers are ready. We're waiting on the contract to be signed. And then we're going to be printing some units for a guy once we get a prototype to him. So that's what I'm working on right now, is getting another prototype done on another spectrum of the defense side of the business. So I'm working on some drone stuff. That's going to be my next focus for about 4 years. That's really, besides like the branding and perfecting the design and updating the design, which is going to happen. It always does. I'm going to be focusing on drone technology and then making manned drones. So my plan is 2023 to have a chassis for me that works and functions. 2024 is rounding up. So the beginning of 2023, have testing done by quarter two. Quarter two and three are going to be getting funds together. And then quarter four is going to be manufacturing like the first prototypes for sale. And then boom, 2025 will be the drones launching and then the armor launching right beside it. So, I mean, it's a plan. You guys got to think ahead. Trust me, it's not hard. Find something you're passionate about. Find something you love. Find something that if your needs were taken care of, you would do for free. That's the goal in life. Find a job, find a career, or start a business to where if your food, water, and shelter was paid for, would you do it for food, water, and shelter? If you will do something for food, water, and shelter and work hard at it, that is your passion. Do that relentlessly. Don't spread out. Don't try to do what anyone else is doing. Don't focus on shit else besides that exact thing. Remember, if you would do it for food, water, shelter, you would work your ass off to see that creation come to life or that job get done for those basic needs. Focus all your energy on that and make money from it. There is someone out there who thinks like you. There's someone out there who likes it, but there's not someone out there exactly like you who's willing to put in the work to get it done. And that's called a consumer. And you get to choose what you want to be. You could be a consumer or you can be a creator. And it's not, and there's no bad answer about it. Everyone consumes something. You know, I love protein. I will eat a fucking pound of beef or a pound of pork or a pound of chicken per each meal if I could, if it was healthy. But I don't feel like raising cows. So I'm a consumer there. You know, like, there's just certain things I don't want to have to do, and it's okay. Don't let people push or bully you into being an entrepreneur or something you don't want to be. But I'm telling you, there's something out there you love that you would do for free. And I would just wish everyone could find that passion, even if it's just to relax. So I'm trying to keep each episode under 45 minutes. And so far I've done that. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch this video and we're going to close out the podcast. Listen to Token Hip Hop on YouTube. Check them out. Hi, Billy. This shit's about to be lit. All right, guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Happy Dragon. Psych. That's for my YouTube channel that you guys... for drag racing. I think it's going to be fun just to get people together. The game's kind of old, but it's free on Xbox Game Pass. You can download it right now, and the credits are super easy to get. Start your car. Experimental drag racing in Dubai. It's launching with a... a tree, so you have to actually hold the brake or just roll on the gas. It's so fun. Just trust me. Forza Motorsport 7 on Xbox Game Pass. Go download it right now. And until next time, everyone have a good night. God bless. Call your mom.